All right. Can you do one more time?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Let's do the next verse, shall we? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Chetasa Sarva Karmani. Mayi sanyasya matpara.
Mayi sanyasya matpara.
Buddhi yogam upasritya.
Buddhi yogam upasritya.
Machchitta satatam bhava.
Machchitta satatam bhava.
Chetasa.
Chetasa.
By intelligence.
By intelligence.
That reminds me, in the second chapter, Krishna introduced something called buddhi yoga. Linking with God by means of intelligence. Next word. Sarva karmani.
Sarva karmani.
All kinds of activities.
All kinds of activities.
Mayi.
Mayi.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Sanyasya.
Sanyasya.
Giving up.
Giving up.
Matpara.
Matpara.
Under my protection.
Under my protection.
Buddhi yogam.
Buddhi yogam.
Devotional activities.
Devotional activities.
So there it is. Buddhi yoga. Upasritya,
taking shelter of.
Machchitta,
in consciousness of
me. Satatam,
24 hours a day.
Bhava,
just become.
So, okay, let's just go. Translation, please repeat. In all activities. Just depend upon me.
Just depend upon me.
And work always under my protection.
And work always under my protection.
In such devotional service.
In such devotional service.
Be fully conscious of me.
Be fully conscious
on
me.
So look, me, my, me. Krishna is person. Very important concept. Accepting Krishna, God, as a person. Let's look at the purport. When one acts in Krishna consciousness, he does not act as the master of the world. Just like a servant, one should act fully under the direction of the Supreme Lord. A servant has no individual independence. He acts only on the order of the master. A servant acting on behalf of the Supreme Master is unaffected by profit and loss. He simply discharges his duty faithfully in terms of the order of the Lord. Now, one may argue that Arjuna was acting under the personal direction of Krishna. But when Krishna is not present, how should one act? If one acts according to the direction of Krishna in this book, what's this book? As well as under the guidance of the representative of Krishna, then the result will be the same. So this is, you could say, one essential building block of Krishna consciousness. We're working according to the Bhagavad Gita, and under the guidance of Krishna's representative, the devotee or the spiritual master. The Sanskrit word matpara is very important in this verse. It indicates that one has no goal in life save and except acting in Krishna consciousness just to satisfy Krishna. Now this next sentence is very, very important. So, please let this next sentence go deep inside you. And while working in that way, one should think of Krishna only. Quote, I have been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna. So you've heard me say all these years that you can begin Krishna consciousness just by, I used to say this all the time, especially to somebody who says, I can't chant, I can't do this. So that I would tell that person, okay, when you get in your car and you are going to work, when you turn on the key, you say, Krishna, I offer this day to you. Just that very act is the beginning. You're at least acknowledging, Krishna, I am your servant. So here, I have been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna. So when you're going to your classes in college, think like that. When you're taking care of your family, think like that. When you're going to your job in the federal building, same thing. You're not really working for Obama. You have been given this particular duty by... Yeah, we're not going to be Obama conscious. What to speak of Trump conscious. But we are going to be Krishna conscious. We're going to do our duties. I've been given this by Krishna. While acting in such a way, one naturally has to think of Krishna. This is perfect Krishna consciousness. See how it's really simple. The trick is to do it. So whether I'm cooking or eating or even sleeping, you can sleep for Krishna. I'm going to take rest now because this is my duty for Krishna. It's a matter of simply accepting and then executing. Everything being done for Krishna. One should, however, note that after doing something whimsically, he should not offer the result to the Supreme Lord. In other words, I'm going to go out and do some sinful activity. Oh, I offered that to Krishna. No. No, there are people who think like that. I'm going to commit this crime and then I'm going to offer it to... No. Don't be silly. This sort of duty is not in devotional service of Krishna consciousness. One should act to the order of Krishna. This is a very important point. So even Prabhupada is emphasizing. This is a very important point. The order of Krishna comes through disciplic succession from the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master's order should be taken as the prime duty of life. Anybody remember? I've told the story many times. What do I take as Prabhupada's order to me? Does anybody remember what I've said? Yes. Yes. That my order from Prabhupada, love Krishna. That's what I take. Because I asked him that question. He said, love Krishna. If one gets a bona fide spiritual master and acts according to his direction, then one's perfection of life in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Okay, now, what I would like...